Hi, welcome to Arts and More on WMUK, bringing you arts and culture from Southwest Michigan. I'm Rebecca Thiel. This month marks the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. To celebrate, Van Buren District Library is bringing in a Beatles scholar Monday night in Mattawan. I spoke with Aaron Kadovich over Skype.
I'm a professional Beatles scholar, and what that means is I conduct academic musical analysis of Beatles songs, and then I use that analysis to inform presentations that I give throughout the country.
Kadovich says studying the Beatles is his full-time job. I asked him how he got into this line of work. It turns out he's a classical musician with degrees in music composition and musical theory.
Essentially, what I do now is take all those classical analytic techniques, but apply them to popular music contexts.
Kadovich calls Sgt. Pepper the Beatles' cultural pinnacle.
Pop music is often dismissed as kid stuff, not real serious music in the 50s and into the 60s. And the Beatles helped change that. And perhaps no album helps shift the popular perception of pop music as art more than Sgt. Pepper.
You know, by the time this was written, the Beatles were very famous. You know, the
yep.
Beatlemania had definitely set in. You know, but was this a risk for them to do this kind of cultural work? You know, did they risk losing that audience?
Yeah, I think so. George Harrison famously said when they stopped touring in 66, "That's it. I'm not a Beatle anymore." And he had every reason to believe that was true at the time, because no pop music group had ever tried to sustain a career without backing their recordings with live tours to help promote and gain momentum for it. So the Beatles had no idea if it was going to work or not. So absolutely, it was a big risk for them to stop touring and become strictly a studio band. And of course, history proves that was very clearly the right decision for them. But they did not know that at the time.
So what kinds of things made Sgt. Pepper into high art? Take the production in Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite, for example.
For the benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on the trampoline.
For that song, Kadovich says the Beatles wanted to make a circus-like atmosphere. Specifically, they wanted to record a calliope, the kind of steam organ you might hear at a circus. But Kadovich says, for whatever reason, they couldn't get one.
What they ended up doing was taking other people's recordings of calliopes, but then there are copyright problems. You can't borrow other people's recordings, and you have to pay royalties. You have to get permission and pay royalties to do that. So what they did, and it's quite ingenious, was take little snippets of other people's recordings. So rather than using 45 seconds of one recording of a calliope, they used roughly 45 one-second clips from a variety of different calliope recordings. And they strung them all together at the very end of Mr. Kite, and it creates this fantastic collage.
And tonight, Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
Nowadays, with digital technology, you could do it very easily. But 50 years ago, using analog technology, which is to say tape recording mediums, it would have been very painstaking to have to go through and cut up all the tape and then paste it all together into this long chain of little fragments.
Then there's the song Within You, Without You, where George Harrison tries something more daring on the sitar.
The Beatles had used the sitar on Norwegian Wood in 65, and George Harrison had Love You Too on Revolver, which
also uses a lot of Indian instrumentation, but it also uses a lot of Western instrumentation as well. But for the first time on Within You, Without You, he crosses that kind of halfway marker between Eastern Indian styles and Western musical styles. He crosses that halfway marker and gives us a track that is more Indian in character and less Western. It is a landmark for George, and it anticipates where he was going on subsequent recordings. So I, in other words, I don't believe that George could have written Here Comes the Sun or something on Abbey Road without first having written Within You, Without You on Sgt. Pepper.
Kadovich says, Within You, Without You has a strong pitch unity, a popular thing in traditional Indian music, and you can see that in Harrison's later works.
We were told you.
In Sgt. Pepper, the Beatles also took orchestral instrumentation to a new level in the song A Day in the Life.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade.
Kadovich says the Beatles not only used a full 40-person string orchestra, but they manipulated it in a unique way.
They recorded the orchestra several times. I believe it's four times that they recorded it and then overdubbed it. So it's the effect of four 40-piece orchestras or 160-person piece orchestra. It blends styles. You know, it's a Western pop song, but they use a classical orchestra, but they ask that orchestra to play in a rather avant-garde way, using this giant sound mass, rising from the low register up to this glorious high note at the end. And then, of course, they tack the piano chord on at the end of that to kind of bring it back down to earth, as George Martin once said.
The Beatles released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band 50 years ago this month. Beatles scholar Aaron Kadovich will give a talk on Sgt. Pepper Monday night at 6:30 at the Van Buren District Library's Antwerp Sunshine Branch in Matawan. You can find links to his books and other appearances in the area on our website. That's all for Arts and More today. I'm Rebecca Thiel. You can hear Arts and More on Fridays on WMUK, and check us out online at WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.